Proclamation number 4964 of 9th of September, 1950. Knowledge of the eternal plan of salvation. Difference of word recipients. Let yourselves be introduced to my eternal plan of salvation, i.e., accept the instructions given to you by the bearers of truth, my messengers, in order to make the events of the last days understandable to you. Think about the fact that nothing happens which is not based on my wisdom, and that every event has the purpose of bringing the spiritual to maturity. As soon as you learn that every event is based on the individual person's will insofar as the human being needs external events to change his will, as soon as you know that my love is only ever concerned about placing you into a state of perfection. As soon as you therefore take notice of my eternal plan of salvation, it will also be understandable to you that I will not let you, my living creations, walk on earth without spiritual care, for an ascent development, such as you are meant to achieve on earth, requires help, since you yourselves are too weak to ever achieve it without help. The spiritual guardians seek to draw you over into the kingdom of light without making your will unfree, because they love you. Thus they are, so to speak, my helpers in people's redemption who, just like I myself, try to influence people's will so that it turns towards me, so that contact is established between people and me, which is initially necessary in order to reach ascent. If this connection exists mentally, then the human being advances irrevocably. And therefore the beings of light will make every effort to guide the human being's thoughts into the spiritual kingdom and to inform him of the eternal plan of salvation, which will make my reign and activity spiritually and also earthly comprehensible. This transmission of knowledge about the work of spiritual redemption is a great necessity, and yet can only rarely take place, because it can only be imparted from above in all truth, and for this impartation listeners have to be found on earth who want to and are able to receive this knowledge spiritually, who therefore do not hear the words from above with the bodily ear but with the ear of the heart. Thus the beings of light of the spiritual kingdom must be able to communicate with the human being in their language, and the human being must be able to understand their language, which is always a matter of the soul and not of the bodily organs. The knowledge of God's plan of salvation is a higher realization, the imparting of which requires a special degree of maturity in order to be able to hear the language from the spiritual kingdom. Words of love can be conveyed to people who are worthy of them through feeling. Words of wisdom, on the other hand, are heard by the spiritual ear, which only starts to function in a certain degree of maturity. And now you will understand why a distinction has to be made with word recipients, with people who open themselves to hear my word within themselves. Again and again it is to be emphasized that words of love and words of wisdom can be received by people who are willing to love, that words of love certainly give the recipient the right to claim them for himself, but also to mention them to his fellow human being, because I embrace all my creations with my love and they should also know this. Words of wisdom, however, oblige the recipient to teach, for this higher knowledge is only conveyed to earth so that people will take notice of my reign and activity, so that they will receive information about my nature, so that they will recognize and learn to love me. Only the full realization of myself ignites love in their hearts, and since I caught my living creation's love, it will always be my endeavor to introduce people to the truth in order to also win their love for eternity. Therefore I bless those who want to receive the truth from me directly or through my messengers of light in the spiritual kingdom, and now also seek to spread this truth. I bless those who open their spiritual ear, who shape their nature in such a way that they understand the language of my messengers of light. I bless them because they have to do a most important work, because they are to participate in the work of redemption on earth in the great spiritual adversity which precedes the last end. And I will support them and smooth all paths for them so that they will contribute to the enlightenment of the spirit out of the profound darkness which is spread across the earth. There shall be light where only one so longs for light, because heaven and earth work together and are active on my behalf. Amen.